Towards sustainability.
What's the Earth Institute about?
Well, we do architectural research, design, construction, contracting, and training. The primary focus here is compressed stabilized earth blocks, stabilization referring to the 5% cement that's found in the mix. We do projects here in Oroville and actually all over the world.
And how come bamboo goes into earth?
Well, there had been some interest with the people who work at the Bamboo Center in combining the two bases of knowledge. So we were also interested in learning how to use bamboo in combination with earth in construction of houses.
Can you tell us about your role in the project?
Well, my role at the beginning was primarily to give recommendations about the climatic design for the structure. So I did a little bit of study about this particular climate here in this tropical region, and then how we could use these materials and the construction to our benefit in the context of that climate. So that was how I started in with the project, but then after that I joined the team and functioned the same as all of the people in the team, helping to design various parts of the project. And at times I've had to coordinate volunteers and so basically just functioning as one of the people in this team that generally is about three core members and then volunteers.
And the idea of bamboo came up from the interest of joining the concept of earth and bamboo, but why bamboo?
Why bamboo? Okay, it's a good question actually. Bamboo is known as one of the most environmentally responsive building materials, primarily, well, for a few reasons. It grows extremely fast, so you can construct with it within about 3 years of growth. So it'll reach maximum height only in one season, but then it reaches maximum strength and applicability to construction in about 3 to 5 years. So that's one thing. It can be grown responsibly, sustainably, so it can be a material that you can count on for projects coming in the near future. The second reason why you might want to choose bamboo is that it takes a lot of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, and that's quite a hot topic these days with global warming. It's flexible. You can do many forms that you would have lots of difficulty with timber, for example.
So you will say it's better than timber?
Better? I wouldn't say it's better, but it has, for example, it has higher compressive strength than lots of timber, different types of timber. It's quite light. It's flexible in terms of form. You can bend it or you can straighten it. Aesthetically, many people like it. I wouldn't say it's better, but it has lots of applications in construction.
What we are building with the bamboo?
Okay, we're building a small structure, 16 square meters. It'll house one or two people here in Oroville at the CSR site, Earth Institute site. It's basically an investigation of these two technologies and how to combine them, with earth and bamboo. Not so much bamboo construction has been done here, around here in Oroville, in terms of housing. There's been two or three shelters, that bike shelters that I know of, and there's been lots of furniture. And not so many structures, as far as I know. There's been some roofing structure, the substructure for the roof, I've seen a few times in bamboo, but not a house that's primarily bamboo. And so that's one thing we wanted to investigate. We're thinking of applications in terms of low-cost housing. We've also thought about disaster relief. But the main focus has been how to use these these materials in construction of a house.
Out of your experience, do you feel it's a good experience, it's a good concept, housing concept for Orville?
I think it is. The main reasons could be that it's grown here locally, and it could be expanded. There was a talk by a specialist at Town Hall a couple of months ago, and he was talking about how bamboo can grow on land that other things cannot grow on. And it requires relatively little maintenance. So it could be expanded. For Oroville itself, when you combine it with this earth, we hope that we'll come up with a house that responds well to the climate, that feels good to be inside. Going through the process of constructing this house, you learn a lot. You learn certain carpentry skills and construction skills in general, how to mix earth plaster. It's a thing that you can come into knowing very little and leave knowing enough to construct a house, which is it's good.
So it's also a learning experience and as a practical thing, because I saw that this house can be dismantled, which is quite unusual to concrete or regular house. Yeah. Can this house really be dismantled?
I'm sure it can be. We are not going to do it here, but all of the fixings are done with bolts, nuts and bolts, and so theoretically you could dismantle this house. You may have to redo a final sort of replaster the last layer, because there could be some cracking when you remove the panels of the house. The panels are composed of bamboo frame and a lattice on which to plaster the mud. So the mud that is plastered may crack in the process of dismantling the house, but then that's simple to just re-render.
So it can be also a solution for a house that can be put somewhere and removed when a other house is built.
Yes, it could be dismantled and stored, as long as it's stored in a dry place. There shouldn't be any problem there with mold. As long as it's in a place where there's no threat of mold, because the house itself will have quite extensive overhangs, eaves, so that it'll be protected. The walls of the house will be protected largely from the rain, but if it's not protected from the rain, mold could grow on the bamboo or on the flooring. Anyway, it has to be in a dry place.
I'm interested about the sustainability of the house. We talked about material, but how long will such a house is livable?
We hope that with good maintenance it should last more than 5 years. But there have been houses constructed of bamboo in Japan that have lasted 200 years. I've heard of an example in Vietnam that is untreated bamboo, whereas ours is treated against insects. Against termites. So an untreated house in Vietnam was built 50 years ago and is still standing. So, you know, I don't really know how long it's going to last, but I don't see why it shouldn't last 10, 20, 30 years.
You talked also about ideas about disaster relief. Can you explain a bit what you mean?
I think the main reason why we started to consider it as a proposal for disaster relief is because it's dismantleable and you can assemble it fairly quickly. In terms of the other options for disaster relief that are out there now, our house takes much longer to put together. So it may not be the option that people would go to at the very beginning of a disaster relief effort. But it could be something used for the second phase. Once, for example, people have been living in tents for a while or something very temporary, there could be teams put together that could go through the process of making these houses. It could create jobs in the area. But it's more, it's a process, whereas a lot of the disaster relief structures are based on shipping containers and you can just basically plop it down and live in it right away, or assemble it within a day or something. And that's not the case with ours, because it, for example, in the panels, it requires splitting of bamboo and then fixing it in the panels and then rendering it with mud. So it's if we're talking about competing on a market or something, we can't compete in terms of time. In terms of livability, I think our house would be quite good compared to what I've seen for disaster relief, because it is designed for the climate. It's well ventilated. It shouldn't be very hot in there. We've got walls designed to not absorb too much of the heat of the day. And we have these eaves that we've designed to keep the direct sun off the structure. So I think people may enjoy living in this house more than in those structures.
It takes to build such a house with experience. Of course, now it takes longer, but when you have the experience now, how long can it be built?
Okay, well, I did a little bit of an investigation and calculation on that question. I'm thinking of a four-person team, probably average strength, for maybe the strength of an average man would be necessary for most of the construction, but not for all of it. So if you have four people and two of them experienced carpenters and two people who just want to do it, you could probably, from nothing, from receiving the green bamboo to walking into the house, I would say 2 to 3 months. But that's including prefabricating all the parts and everything like that. But if you do have the parts prefabricated and everything's ready, I think you could assemble it in about 10 to 13 days. Mm-hmm. With a team of four. And of course, if you get a team of eight, it may be almost just half of that time.
And in terms of cost, of course, housing costs a lot, and cost is a very important factor.
Bamboo itself is quite economical. The rate we've been getting around here is around 10 rupees per foot, which is really, it's quite good. The cost of the house so far, we believe that it'll come in under 1 lakh for the whole house. And that's including the eucalyptus flooring that we're using in this case. And that's quite expensive compared to the bamboo. But so this structure that we'll have here, we hope will come in under 1 lakh, not including labor.
What facilities do you have in the house?
At this point, because it's built here on this site, the services are located outside of the house. So the house is built quite close to showers and toilets. We'll have electricity in the house, but that's about it, because the running water and everything is so close here that we don't need to put it in. Again, we're really focusing on just how to use bamboo and earth in constructing a house. If need arises, we could put in those features later.
Where can people see the house?
It's located on the site at the Earth Institute, CSR.
Can we go and look at the structure?
We're standing by a truss, a bamboo truss used in the roof construction, the substructure of the roof. And there are points, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points in the structure where concrete has been poured into the bamboo itself. So that node, wherever we have a joint with metal, that node is filled with cement, mixture of cement and sand.
So that makes it, of course, stronger.
Yeah. We did a little research before and found that bamboo itself is quite strong, and used in trusses, it tends to fail at the joints. Mm. And so that's why this technique was implemented.
Hello, Thomas. Can you share with us your experience in the project?
I just made the truss. For me, it's easier to make it because I was carpenter before. But it's very difficult to work with bamboo because all the shapes are round. Mm. So when you want to assemble something, it's more difficult. And with wood, all the wood is straight, and with bamboo, it's very different.
And after studying it, you feel it's a good material. You enjoy working with it. You see the advantages of it.
Yeah, I see the advantage, but I think build with concrete inside, it's very long to do that, and very you have to put bolt or many things. And when the worker work with bamboo, they just rope the bamboo, and the assembly are very easy to make. And I think this kind of assembly is for stronger structure, but very hard to just to make something properly and good for the look, for the when you see it.
Why bamboo is not used if it's such a good material?
Well, one of the reasons may be that it requires processing. It requires treatment at the beginning. You have to soak it to prevent attacks by insects. In our case, we've soaked it 2 to 3 days. In other cases, I've heard that it's been soaked for months. So we have to find a sort of balance there and see. We're experimenting with our method. We'll see how that goes. Straightening it requires time and effort. Time and effort, or just time. If you plan your construction well in advance, then you can put all the columns or the bamboo stalks together in a tightly packed way, so that they help to straighten each other out. And then you can leave it there for several months, and then it'll attain the straightness. But in our case, we didn't have that much time. So what we did was we bent all the pieces using the application of local heat. So that takes time and effort, and also because when you do bend it that way, usually you get some burning, so you have to sand that section off later. Another reason why bamboo is not used could be that in areas where it has been used traditionally, it could have a bit of an image problem. And this image problem we're trying to remedy now by making something that we feel is aesthetically pleasing. And is cutting edge in a way, and basically an attractive structure. So hopefully that reason won't last much longer.
You gain experience with this type of building. Do you think that you will build more houses in Oroville?
I hope so. If not Oroville, I would like to get more experience building these houses in other tropical areas. I think it's a good option for a material, and it's a long road that I wouldn't mind walking down. At the moment, there isn't that much out there in terms of bamboo construction, so those of us who are doing it are just sort of gathering information and experience, and I'd be interested to share these experiences with other people who are interested in this construction. So yes, I hope this is not the end. I hope this is just the beginning.
And is there infrastructure for bamboo in Oroville?
It's at this point it's quite limited. Although we have had the good fortune to work with the guys at the Bamboo Research Center, they've provided a good skill base, and they've helped with several of the details. And I believe that they're getting more and more projects all the time. I see them doing some interesting things there, different types of constructions. So it's happening now. It's kind of near the beginning, I think, here, but it's the future looks bright. At this point, we are looking for volunteers for the coming weeks. So all of you people who want to get a little bit dirty, work with bamboo, enjoy yourselves out in the tropical weather, please come to the Earth Institute and help us out.